Crime Does Not Pay.
Everything here, Sniffer?
Yeah, it works, Harry. Scales, wrappings, cube cutter, presser, and the powdered milk. You got the junk?
Bought it from Pusher. Probably cut 50% already.
And if we cut it some more...
So the birds don't get a big kick. So they beef. So we tell them they need bigger shots. Nothing to it.
Except the dough. Huh?
Dough is right. I gave Pusher a C-note for this stuff. By the time we're through with it, cut it in half with the milk, we can get 2,500 for it. Not bad. Not bad at all. Well, let's get to work, Sniffer. This stuff is for the birds.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Strange Token, starring Morris Karnofsky. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Morris Karnofsky as Harry Duncan in Strange Token. If there was any excuse for Harry Duncan, and it's a big if, the excuse was weakness. Harry was weak, and through that weakness he formed a habit. But the habit and the weakness combined, as they sometimes do, to give Harry a strength, which was the essence of evil. The moment when it really began was inconspicuous. Of necessity, it had to be, because Harry and Pusher Beardsley had come together in the far end of a dimly lit alley for a strictly illegal purpose. Even there in the darkness, beneath the rusty fire escapes and the shutter-blind warehouse windows, they stood close together and spoke softly.
Pusher, you gotta, I tell you, you gotta.
I don't gotta do nothing, not even for cash. And you ain't got a dime.
I'm human, Pusher. So are you. Give me a break.
I wouldn't give you the hair off of the dome of the Capitol. What kind of a sucker do you think I am?
Pusher, I'll pay you Saturday.
With what? Go get me some dough, some kale, some hard coin. Come back, I'll be here.
Where can I get it? This ain't no dime for a cup of coffee deal. Where am I going to get $3.50 this time of night? Give me a break, Pusher. I'll pay you. Honest, I will.
Look, Harry. Scott Grant taught me what I know about this racket, see? And the first lesson is, get the cash on a line.
Maybe I could work it off.
What can you do for me?
I don't know. Maybe something. Think, Pusher. Think for one cap of seed. There must be something.
Would you run an errand for me, Harry?
Run an errand? You mean push the stuff myself?
You're too good for that, Harry. A big shot, maybe?
Pushing the junk? That's federal.
So what?
They catch me. They'll make me take the cure. I couldn't stand that, Pusher.
You can't stand not getting your stuff either. Oh, this fella's a good customer. You deliver for me, you get 5 simoleons. Boy, for that, you can buy your own and have a buck and a half left over.
Why can't he meet you like I do?
Well, he can't, that's all. And they know me where he's holed up. All you gotta do is go where I tell you. Say you're a friend of Mr. Safford's. They'll let you up. It's a flea bag of a hotel. Get the dough. $10, see? Get it before you give Safford his package. Then beat it, that's all. Well, how about it? I ain't got all night.
All right. Hey, how come you trust me with this stuff?
I don't trust you. Only I know that you know what happens when birds like you swipe the stuff. Yeah, you're a good risk, Harry. You don't want no knife twisting in your guts. Not your kind, don't. You'll make the delivery, Harry, and you'll be back. Like a real good boy.
Yeah? Who is it?
It's me, Sniffer. Sniffer, stop. Let me in, will you, Harry?
Hold it, Sniffer.
Gee, thanks, Harry. Thanks.
Thanks for what?
For letting me in.
Think nothing of it. Sit down. Sit down. Take a load off your feet.
If I sit down, I'll fall apart, Harry. Harry, I've been off the junk. I can't take it. I've got to have someone. I can't find Pusher.
So why come to me?
I told you, I can't find Pusher.
Well, what's that to me?
Well, you brought me the stuff that time when Pusher couldn't come himself and I couldn't get out to him. You give me a break that time. I thought maybe on the county you'd give me that break.
You thought maybe. Think again.
Then you won't.
Why should I?
Well, I got dough. You see, Harry, long green.
Where'd you get it?
Well, I got my ways. I got the dough. I'll give you half if you get the push.
Yeah, chicken feed.
Now, you got a dough. You hear? You got it. You don't, I'll kill you. Kill you. I help me.
Shut up. You want to yell? Hire a hall.
I tried every other way, Harry. Find Pusher for me, huh?
If I do, what'll you do for me?
What do you want me to do?
Will you work for me?
Work for you? Doing what?
You got friends, Sniffer?
Yeah. Yeah, I got friends.
Who do they buy from?
From Pusher, maybe a couple of other guys.
Okay, so you bring them to me.
Oh, you want me to be a runner for you, huh?
Not a runner. Call it sales agent. You work for me. You bring your friends to me. We'll both cash in. Maybe we'll even teach a few new ones. We could go places.
I don't know, Harry. I don't know.
You want your junk?
Okay, Harry, it's a deal.
Good. Stay here. I'll see Pusher and I'll be back. He isn't far from here, Sniffer. Just a block or two. How much will $100 buy, Pusher?
Where'd you get that scene note?
Made it myself. Foolish questions get foolish answers. You want to start over?
Okay.
How much will $100 buy?
Enough. What do you want, M or C?
Half and half. How pure is it?
Plenty pure.
All right. When will you deliver? Now?
2 hours. The old alley. See ya.
Everything here, Sniffer?
Yeah, it works, Harry. Scales, wrappings, cube cutters, presser, and the powdered milk. You got the junk?
I bought it from Pusher. Probably cut 50% already.
Then if we cut it some more...
So the birds don't get a big kick, so they beef. So we tell them they need bigger shots. Nothing to it.
Except the dough.
Dough is rice. I gave Pusher a C-note for this stuff. By the time we're through with it, cut it in half with the milk, we can get 2,500 for it. Not bad. Not bad at all. Let's get to work, Sniffer. This stuff is for the birds.
I must be building the tolerance, Harry, like the medics say. I didn't hardly feel that last skimmy.
Well, then you need more, Patch. Got the dough?
Yeah, I got it. Sure, here.
Okay, here. Hey, what's the idea?
Taking off my eye patch? That's where I stash this stuff, Harry. Any cop picks me up, he don't find nothing on me. They don't think of looking behind the patch.
How's business, Harry?
Oh, Pusher. Business is okay.
Think you might have a little time to give me a hand of mine?
Why not? What's it doing?
The shipment's coming in for Scar. I gotta pick it up. It'll take two men. Scar okayed you. He thinks you're showing signs of getting to be a smart operator. Wants you in our outfit.
Cold out here, Pusher.
Pull at those doors a little harder, you'll get warm in no time.
Don't get this. I don't get it at all.
What's wrong with it?
Middle of the night. Lucky there's no fog.
Fog or no fog, we'd be out here tonight. And with the yours wrapped in blankets.
A lot of trouble. What for? The Maru docks in the morning?
Exactly. And she's anchored down the harbor tonight.
Well, so why not wait until morning?
Ever hear of customs officers, Harry?
This load ain't going to be in nobody's baggage.
That's you stoolies, remember?
So what?
So this. Scar figures they've been tipped off. The stuff is on the Moreau. Pull your right arm. Now, we got it fixed up to pick up the shipment before the boat ever hits the pier.
How?
You'll see in a couple of minutes. And the Moreau's dead ahead. Pull for the anchor chain.
Okay, okay. I'm heading for it.
Hold it, Harry. A little left. Yeah. Now the flashlight. See it, Harry? See it?
Nothing but a string hanging from the anchor chain.
A fishing line. Real strong string, Harry. See?
Somebody on the Maru planted that string.
And a can on the end of it. A can with 50 G's worth of pure morphine. How's that for being smart, Harry?
Plenty smart. Plenty smart.
Okay, we got it. Head for shore, Harry.
Same place we shoved off from?
No, of course not. Keep going to the other side. Hey, watch yourself. Got me all soaked.
I'm getting tired. Let me rest a bit, will you?
Yeah. Change places. I'll rope for a while.
With pleasure, my friend. You come on to my seat. Hold the oars while I get into yours.
Okay. Balance the boat now.
Balance the boat, he says.
Hey! I can't swim.
Maybe you ought to take lessons, Pusher.
Nice place to be. Alone in a boat. With $50,000 worth of junk for company. Harry Duncan, I think you're on your way to bigger and better things.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Strange Token. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Morris Karnofsky as Harry Duncan in Strange Token. Harry made shore that night with his valuable package. They found Pusher several days later floating face down in the harbor. But in the meantime, Scar Grant was not idle. His hoodlums picked up Sniffer Safford's trail, and that trail led them to Harry's hideout. They reported back to Scar, and that gentleman took matters into his own hands.
Open up, Harry. Scar Grant. I know you're in there. You and Sniffer both.
Beat it, Scar. I got no business with you.
Open up, Harry. I'll have my boys blow the lock off.
Go ahead, shoot. That won't get you the stuff back.
I want to talk a deal, Harry. Open up.
Look, come in shooting, Harry. Be careful.
No, he won't. Watch this.
Scar!
Well...
Send your hoods out front, where Sniffer can watch them from the window. When you're alone, knock three times. I'll let you in, but nobody else.
Okay. Beat it, boys. All right, let's go.
How many are they, Sniffer?
Five.
Okay.
Take it easy, Scar. Welcome to our humble home. Mr. Grant.
Save it, Harry. Where's the junk?
And not a word for poor old Pusher. How callous you are, Mr. Grant.
Pusher wasn't worth any 50 grand.
And the junk isn't either.
That's nonsense.
250 grand is more like it after you get it cut.
Why, you dirty, cheap chisel.
Nah, that gets you no place.
I ought to have the boys fill you full of lead.
That's no good either. You don't know where the stuff is. I do.
We can make Sniffer talk.
That's why Sniffer doesn't know either.
Oh, you think of everything, don't you?
I try to. Keep your eye on the boys, Sniffer. I think Scar and I are going to talk business.
All right, start talking.
I have the can. It's well hid. You can count on that. Now, I'll produce it if you agree to a 50-50 split.
50-50? Are you nuts?
Not very.
Keep talking.
I've got an organization, not as big as yours, yet. I want a territory, a good territory. Well, don't stand there like you were struck dumb, Scar. Don't you know when you've just taken in a new partner?
What have I been trying to pull?
Sniffer's been picked up. The feds. Open charges. You had him fingered, didn't you?
I had him fingered. What about my men?
Yours too?
Three shovers and a couple of runners under lock and key. What have you been up to?
Oh, great. Just great.
Well, start talking.
I never talk when I'm thinking. And I'm thinking that right now both of us are a couple of chumps.
Both of us?
Sure. The feds pick up our boys. They figure we'll start fighting each other, and we almost did.
Oh. You may have something there.
May have it. I got it pegged. Square.
You got the stoolie pegged, too?
I'd like to have him, but that's a horse from a different stable.
Well, it's pretty obvious. Somebody's tipping the G-men.
Somebody's always tipping them. Trouble is, in this business, you never know what your customers are going to do next.
Yeah. Well, now, look, Harry. We got to clean this up and clean it up quick, together. The Livonia sailed from the other side this morning.
Yeah? What's she carrying?
$250,000. She's due next Tuesday night. Anchor chain gimmick.
7 days. We've got to work fast.
Any ideas?
There's two ways. Trap the stoolie, or fix a depot that's bomb-proof.
Which way do you think?
The depot. There's an old fireproof warehouse, empty, but there's iron doors, and one of them has a peephole from the old Prohibition days. We can control who comes and goes and check on any pigeons while we're doing business. That way, we maybe can get two birds with one warehouse.
Hey, Harry, I got out. They let me go.
And you came here?
Well, where else, Harry? Where else?
Any place but here. You were tailed, stupid. That's why they let you go. You were tailed.
I never thought of that.
You never think, period.
Yeah, but we ain't got no junk here, Harry. They couldn't make a pinch. They got to see you sell the stuff or have it on you. That's how come they let me go.
How'd they get you in the first place?
Somebody fingered me.
Who?
I don't know. Scar, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Scar walked up to a G-man and said, that man buys and sells narcotics, so they took you in.
Well, one of Scar's boys did. Or they wrote a letter or something.
How come you're so sure?
Oh, a cinch. The G-man who asked the questions kept saying, we know you work for somebody. Is it Harry Duncan? Is it Harry?
Well. The feds know my name.
Yeah, somebody must have talked.
Yeah, somebody talked. And I got a hunch you're right about who.
What makes the hunch, Harry?
They picked you up, see? My right-hand man. But all they got from Scar's outfit were a couple of no-accounts, shovers and runners. Scar's mind works that way. He'd give them a few of his boys just to cover up. He must have figured they'd get you to talk and that'd get me out of the way.
Well, ain't that kind of the long way around?
Scar always takes the long way around, especially with $250,000 coming in on the Livonia this trip. But me, I don't take the long way around. Scar's going to find out. I get straight to the point.
Thanks for the chance, Mr. Grant. I'll do good for you.
That's okay, Patch. Don't thank me.
I asked Harry if I could be a pusher instead of just a runner. He said my patch made me too easy to spot.
Yeah, that's where Harry wasn't smart. The cops will figure just that way. Sometimes the best disguise is to stand out in a crowd.
I get you, Mr. Grant.
What is it, Patch? Something wrong?
Mr. Grant, a fellow with a chopper. Mr. Grant!
No good, Patch. I'm done.
All right, men, you know your orders. Present the tokens, you'll be let in. There'll be plenty of the stuff to go around. Present the tokens to the guard at the door, that's all. Now, form a double line and... Oh, yes, I know that Scar, poor guy, wanted his own boys taken care of. That's why you're here, fellas. That's all. Pick up the tokens and beat it for now.
Street card tokens from Frisco. I don't get it, Harry.
Use your head, Sniffer. We've been over the list. There's only a dozen possible stoolies. Each one gets a token from a different city, not Frisco. And we got a list, see?
We know who got which token from which city. One of those turns up in the wrong hand. We got our stoolie. Check.
A double check. Yeah, you think of everything, Harry. Even a hood from out of town to take care of Scar.
Well, there's our old friend Patch picking up his token. His came from Houston, Sniffer. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I come for, you know what?
Do I know you?
Here, the token.
I'll check it.
Yes, Sniffer?
The Houston token.
From your face, Patch didn't show it.
Right.
Let the man in. You know what to do.
Let them. All right. You're the boss. Come in, mister.
Thanks, fella.
You made a mistake, didn't you, stranger?
No, I'm no stranger. You know me, understand?
A dirty stool pigeon, and so is Patch. Oh, step on his wrist, Sniffer.
Check.
Now, stranger, talk. Tell us where Patch is before I kick your teeth out. What a joint.
It sure ain't the Ritz.
I've seen some bad ones, but this is the worst.
Yeah, look out, that garbage on the steps.
I see it. This should be the fourth floor.
I lost track in the dark.
Fourth floor back, that's what the pigeon said.
Hey, you really gonna dump him, Harry?
I don't let stoolies live. Here we are.
Maybe Patch ain't here.
He's here. We tried his hangouts, didn't we?
Who is it?
Harry Duncan, Patch. Open up.
Well, sure, Harry. Hey, Harry, I never expected you here.
What'd you do that for, Harry?
Because you're a stool pigeon, Patch. We got you cold.
I didn't do nothing. Why should I? You let me be a pusher.
You gave your token to a stranger, didn't you?
I didn't give it. Somebody stole it. I even told Sniffer. Somebody picked my pocket. I even told Sniffer.
You told Sniffer? You want me to believe he wouldn't tell me?
I never told you a lot of things, Harry.
Sniffer! You snowbird!
Ever see me touch the junk, Harry? You think this .38 would be this steady if I were on the junk?
You! The stoolie!
All right, boys, you can take him now.
All right, men.
Want the bracelets on him, Mr. Safford?
Mr. Safford!
Special Agent Safford, Mr. Duncan. United States Treasury Bureau of Narcotics.
All this time... All this time you were laughing at me.
Watch him, Mason.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand. I don't get
it. Take it easy, Patch. Harry doesn't get it either, but he'll find out. We could have taken him the night he brought that package from Pusher to me, but we didn't. We figured he'd lead us to Scar. Then he took care of Scar for us. And we've got his hired killer on that one already. I stole your token, Patch. The stranger we left tied up in the warehouse is an agent and free by this time. And now we've got Harry on a dozen charges, including murder.
You think you've got me, G-Man, but I'm taking you with me.
Hey!
Never try to outshoot a cop, Harry, especially when he has the drop on you. All right, take care of him, man. I want some fresh air. I've lived with him and his kind too long.
Does not pay. Morris Karnofsky, who starred as Harry Duncan in Strange Token, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Morris Karnofsky.
The fight against the narcotics racket, the filthiest of all the rackets, preying as it does on the weakness, the sickness of so many men and women, is never ending. The roots of this racket are in greed.
Its branches are everywhere in organized crime. The cure? Well, the cure is twofold. For the addict, it lies in understanding that he's sick, that proper medical and psychological care is the only answer. For men like Harry Duncan and Scar Grant, there is no cure. For such people, there can be only the lesson spelled out in prison or in death, that crime does not pay. Thank you, Mr. Karnofsky. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.